How to Build Gospel Bridges Around Grief, Beauty, Death, and Resurrection Goth Subculture often gives people language for things many communities avoid. Grief, death, alienation, beauty, sorrow, emotional intensity, and the feeling of not fitting in. That is why Christian leaders should listen carefully. A person may not be drawn to darkness because they hate God. They may be drawn to darkness because it feels honest. They may feel that cheerful religion has no room for their pain. The gospel bridge begins by acknowledging that Christianity is not shallow. The Bible is not afraid of sorrow. The Psalms include lament. Job cries out in suffering. Jeremiah weeps. Jesus is called a man of sorrows. The cross stands at the center of Christian faith. Christianity looks directly at betrayal, blood, injustice, death, and burial. But Christianity does not stop there. The cross leads to resurrection. That is the difference between darkness as identity and darkness as the place Christ enters to redeem. When a former goth woman says, "Darkness felt beautiful to me," a Christian leader might say, "I understand why beauty and sorrow mattered." Christianity also has a deep vision of sorrow and beauty. But in Christ, sorrow is not the final home. It becomes a place where God meets us and leads us toward resurrection. When someone says, "I never fit in anywhere except the goth scene," a leader might say, "Belonging matters. You were made to be seen, known, and loved." Christians believe that Christ creates a new family where people do not have to perform to be welcomed. When someone says, "My marriage was bonded around darkness and pain," a leader might say, "That sounds heavy. Love should not require you to stay trapped in despair." Christ can teach a new way of love, truth, safety, and healing. These bridges must be offered with care. Ask permission before sharing scripture. Would it be okay if I shared a psalm that names sorrow honestly? Or would you be open to hearing how Christians understand death and resurrection? Useful scriptures may include Psalm 23, John 1, John 11, Romans 6, 2 Corinthians 5, or 1 Peter 2. Choose with care. Do not overwhelm the person. The Christian hope is not pretending darkness does not exist. The Christian hope is that darkness is not Lord. Jesus Christ enters death and defeats it. He enters alienation and reconciles. He enters shame and restores dignity. He enters grief and brings hope. He enters identity confusion and gives new creation life. So build bridges around grief, beauty, death, and resurrection. Listen deeply, speak gently, keep Christ central, and invite one faithful next step into the light of His grace.